This is Dr. Oliveros dictating for February the 3rd, 2022. The first patient is Sammy Baker. The last name is B-A-K-E-R. The first name is S-A-M-M-I-E. Clinical case of an 89-year-old white male that I haven't seen for about 3 years, that comes to the office complaining of difficulty urinating. Upon examination, we found that the patient has a tight phimosis. Period. Dr. Arciola, A-R-C-I-O-L-A, the urologist, was called immediately, and he is going to see him in a short period of time. Number two, the patient has CKD stage 4 that has been followed by the nephrologist in Indiana. Today the patient has a creatinine of 2 with a VNO 26 with an estimated EFR of 20 mLs per minute. That is a potassium that is 5.1, period. The recommendation is low sodium diet and low protein diet. Explanation was given in detail. Written information was written and printed information was given to the patient. Following number, the patient has BPH that is treated with the administration of Flomax. Period. The following number, the patient has anemia related to CKD. Period. This patient is being treated by the nephrologist in Indiana, as mentioned before, and we are going to refer him to the urologist, and we are going to give a six-week follow-up appointment here. I have to state that the patient has a proteinuria that is consistent with 700 milligrams of protein in 24 hours, period. This patient is not a candidate for the administration of Kerendia, K-E-R-E-N-D-I-A, or a SGLT2 blockers, period. The reason is the level of kidney function, one, and the second of the presence of borderline hyperkalemia. The patient has a cardiac arrhythmia. He's taking Eliquis. Period. I spent 15 minutes reviewing the lab and gathering the lab from the past and the recent one, and the number two, in the face-to-face 20 minutes, and the documentation 6 minutes.